the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. A-Train Sports Talk Podcast is your host, your conductor, the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. And it is hard to believe that this is the end of a season, high school football season. That football blitz that you've come to love throughout the years, you got the scores of games and some highlights. So yes, end of an era, but like I said in my last podcast, beginning of a new era, which would be the full court press. I still got blitz on my mind. A lot has happened though recently, and I'm gonna try to unwrap that. We had the state championship game this past week, football in all classifications, so we are going to give you those scores. Even got an article that came out of the, if I'm correct, I want to make sure I give credit for credit due, from the Times Gazette. And I believe the writer for this story was Charles Chaney, a young man I happen to have met thus far on X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm not going to keep saying that all the time. We know what X used to be, so we're just going to call it X. But this story here talks about Aquinas tops, St. Thomas Aquinas tops Andover Central for Class 4A football state title. And the game was much like the weather outside on Saturday in the Class 4A state championship game. The more the snow came down, the more it felt like St. Thomas Aquinas ground game found their footing. Aquinas ran for 5 touchdowns on their way to winning the Class 4A state championship over Andover Central 35-7. Andover Central finished the season 9-4, and it's the fourth time in school history they've finished as the state runner-up. All 4 losses have come at the hands of private schools. There's a reason that this is being emphasized, because there was some talk on X in regards to the private schools versus the public schools, and I hope you get Mr. Charles Chaney on my podcast. I have reached out to him, and he has responded back to me, and I believe he's an upright man, and he probably has a lot of insight on this. So it'd be interesting to get his take on the private school versus the public school. And I know there's a lot that people would probably have to say on this, but I definitely want to get his take, because he spurred the minds to thinking when he made his comments on X. So some of you right now are listening to say, well, is that going to be a good thing, or is it going to be a bad thing? It's going to be a podcast thing. That's what it's going to be. And I believe it's going to be a good conversation and good dialogue. And I think we need to open up our minds and ears and hear what has to be said. So at some point, I will get Mr. Charles Chaney on my podcast, and we will have this conversation. And I think it's going to be a good, healthy conversation. Anyway, despite the loss, the Jaguars are excited about next season and are thankful for this season. Coach says, I'm just super proud of these guys, Andover Central head coach Derek Tuttle said. The best thing they showed, especially through the month of November, I thought they had heart and playing with a lot of energy. We got a lot of great kids here. Andover Central has been laser focused since their 3-game losing streak earlier this season. They finally were able to right the ship in a blowout win over rival Andover at Riverfront Stadium, setting the stage for their run to the 4A state championship game. From there, they were nothing but dominant in the playoffs. They were up on all their teams by double digits on all their teams heading into the state title. It all culminated with one of their most impressive performances of the season, beating Wamego 26-7. While the Jaguars won't make any excuses for the game, the skies didn't help anything. The Jaguars came in a pass-happy team, and early on, they were able to do that, but as the game progressed, the weather worsened, and they weren't able to move the ball like they wanted. Aquinas 10-3, a power running team, didn't have to throw the ball and just continuously pound the ball up the middle. They had to play in it too, Tuttle said. We had a little trouble cutting through the snow with the routes. It's a tough day all around for us. Aquinas hit the Jaguars for a 29-12-9 yard runs on the first three plays of the game, and eventually would score on a 1 yard run on a 1 yard quarterback sneak by Aiden Skinner as the Saints drew first blood. The Jaguars found some momentum on their next drive, but eventually punted and had a great punt too. They pinned Aquinas at their own 1 yard line after a quick kick by Jace Jefferson was perfect. It seemed like they had flipped field position for the central defense. Then Aquinas marched 12 plays and went 99 yards for the touchdown to go up two scores. It felt like a backbreaker, but the Jaguars responded. A screen play on a 4th-and-4. The Maddox Archibald kept the drive going, and then Jefferson had a scramble for another 8 yards to move the Jaguars into the red zone. It was Archibald capping off the drive, going 14 yards for the touchdown, and pulling Andover within 14-7 with 10:16 remaining in the half. We couldn't get in rhythm offensively, Tuttle said. That was the one drive we did. Our kids executed some of our gameplay early. Well, that drive and got a little fire and energy. That was cool to see, especially Maddox lighting the fire there for us. Despite forcing a turnover on the next play as Cole Richardson fumbled, trying to spin out of a tackle, and the Jaguars took over at their own 10-yard line. 3 plays later, Aquinas was able to step in front of a ball and return the interception to the center 11. 2 plays later, Gianni Rizzi made it 22-7 Aquinas. Then Aquinas had another interception as the wind caught the ball as it sailed high, and the only one there was an Aquinas defender. Rizzi punched it home. 7 plays later, Aquinas led 28-7 at half. In the drive of the second half, the Jaguars eventually forced a turnover on downs at their 17-yard line, but Aquinas was more than happy with it, up 21 points. They used 12 plays and milked off nearly 7 minutes of game time. Aquinas would score on the second drive of the half on a William Callahan 7-yard touchdown. It would go down as one of the quickest state championship games, as there were 0 penalties in the game, which is believed to be a first. They will have to replace 13 seniors, many who played on this championship team. Drew Wilborn's kicking was key to this season and won them some games. Kyle Newsom's leadership is another one. Not many players are as fast as Landon Kitterman, and you could go down the list and say something about each one. Just proud of these seniors, Tuttle said. It's a small group, but I told them, you guys helped get us here, and it's an awesome season. These seniors will finish their career with multiple state championship appearances, 34 wins, and a couple of league titles. A lot of them seniors were talking about how special it is. Tuttle said of playing in multiple state championships, they know it. Andover Central returns most of their roster for next season, and as we've talked about the last few weeks, this team arrived a year early. This was a retooling season they were building towards next season. Now it's here, and the Jaguars know it's not just handed to them. There's a lot of work to do, Tuttle said. I'm excited for these guys and the future. So once again, the Jags come up short in their bid for a championship. However, the future looks bright for Andover Central. tell you what I'm going to do right here. I am going to take a break. And when I come back, we're going to rev these engines on up on this train ride and take you on a journey as we will bring you some more of this high school football blitz. I'm going to say it's be the extended version, as I will effort getting you some highlights, getting you some scores, and so much more right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Sorry about the little glitch right there. These things happen sometime, and it almost forces your hand. But we are still enjoying this ride here on a Tuesday evening. Yes, I'm in the process of getting ready for work, but hey, I plan to bring you some darn good content that doesn't change whatsoever. We're still doing the high school blitz, and we're basically just looking at what transpired over the weekend, but also looking at some awards that were passed out as well, too. And these young men are deserving of these awards that were passed out. Basically, we're looking at the all-league football team in the Wichita area from the 2023 high school season. Shout out to another good friend of mine, Taylor Eldridge. Got to get him back on here too, because I know he watches a lot of sports. So right now, I know he's bogged down with Wichita State hoops, which we will be covering Wichita State throughout the season. But today, this show is pretty much going to be dedicated to high school football. As a matter of fact, hopefully before this week is out, I'll have a couple of coaching interviews lined up. I've reached out to Coach Weston Schartz, so it's just a matter of getting our time frame together. I also reached out to a guy, he's not a coach, but he's a writer for the Gazette Times, I believe that's the name of the publication in El Dorado, Charles Chaney. Want to give you a shout out as well too. Thanks for listening to my podcast, appreciate it. I can't say thank you enough. Yes, I do claim that this is the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. I always say there's no data to back that up. I'm dropping that part, the no data to back it up. I'm just going to claim it's the number one podcast, because my claim to fame is what makes it number one is when you take the time out to listen to it at that particular time, you're making my podcast the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. So that's what makes it number one. So that's my claim. That's my data. But the Greater Wichita Athletic League, we have a first team listings right here. Quarterback, Deontay Mitchell, senior, Wichita East. I have to say, I was looking at a publication. It was the KGSO football guy, the 23rd annual. It was something annual. 18th annual, 17th annual. They've been publishing it for some years. And one of the things that Deontay Mitchell said was he wanted to be on the first team, but he also wanted team accolades. over individual accolades, but his hard work actually paid off as he got first team quarterback. Running back, Amari Elias headed off to Air Force. Congratulations to that young man. Senior from Cape Mount Carmel, and Rayvell Leaks, senior, Wichita East. Fullbacks, Henry Chrisman, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. Sincere Thompson, senior, Northwest. Wide receivers, Michael Lopez Jr., senior from Northwest. LT Robinson, senior, East High. MJ White, senior, East High. Tight end, Peyton Goch, I believe that's how you pronounce that, G-O-S-C-H, junior, Cape Mount Carmel. Offensive lineman, Nathan Davis, senior, Northwest. Saron Hill, senior, East. Henry Orth, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. Hank Purvis, senior, Bishop Carroll. Dalton Schrader, senior, Northwest. Defensive line, Trey Birch, senior, Northwest. Romello Golston, senior, East. Javen Martin, senior, Heights. Kale Millison, senior, Heights. Linebackers, Farrell Adams, sophomore, East. Hudson Cahill, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. Nate Campbell, senior, Heights. Quavon Harris, junior, Northwest. Defensive backs, Takari Brown, senior, Northwest. Avante Scales, senior, Heights. Deontay Stanford, senior, East. Will Thingville, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. Kicker, Franklin UK. EQ, sophomore, Northwest. Punter, Kieran Harrison Jones, senior, Heights. Returner, Avante Scales, senior, Heights. Coach of the year. This has to be a first. And definitely worthy of congratulations of all sorts. Coach, and I hope I pronounced this right. I know normally we're used to calling him N.A. Akpan, but they got it spelled out. Coach of the year, N.A. Fiak Akpan. I believe I pronounced that right. If I didn't, when I get him on my show, he will definitely correct me. But coach of the year, N.A. Fiak Akpan. So congratulations to the first team and coach of the year. Now we're going to look at second team as well, too. They deserve some love, too. They made this list, so let's give it to them. Give them their just due. Quarterback Jackson King, senior, Bishop Carroll. I believe he, too, is also head off to the Air Force Academy. Him along with Amari Elias, so they're putting their Bishop Carroll, Cape Mount Carmel rivalry differences aside and decided that they're going to go to the same school. Running backs, Aaron Bohannon Jr., sophomore, Northwest. Just a long list of running backs that's going to be coming out of that school. Ronnell Slaughter, Jr., Southeast. Fullback, Jamison Holland, senior, Heights. Wide receivers, Jace Glasper, senior, Northwest. Carlin Ransom, Jr., East. Ashton White, senior, East. Tight end, Cal Purvis, sophomore, Bishop Carroll. Offensive line, Paul Bloomer, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. John Knapp, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. Aiden Spears, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. Well, it seems like Western Charles is going to have a lot of players to replace. Listen to all the names on this list that are seniors. Skyler Topin, senior, East. Brendan Val DeVinas, senior, South. Defensive line, Peyton Dean, junior, Northwest. Trevor Jex, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. There's another Cape Mount Carmel senior right there. Kyle Kia, junior, Cape Mount Carmel. There's a returner. DJ Nagasa, sophomore, East. Linebackers, Jamari Bland, sophomore, Northwest. Elijah Dixon, junior, Southeast. Carter Morris, senior, Bishop Carroll. Jamarcus Webster, junior, South. Defensive backs, Charlie Chrisman, junior, Cape Mount Carmel. Cameron Davis, senior, Wichita East. Nathan Thingville, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. Cash Unglis, senior, Bishop Carroll. Kicker, Chase DuPont, senior, Cape Mount Carmel. Punter, Carmen Wade, senior, West. And returner, MJ White, senior, Wichita East. And there's your first and second team. I would give you honorable mention, but this list is such a long list. What I am going to do, however, I'm going to give you the first team of the AVCTL, which is the Arc Valley Chisholm Trail League Division One. Give you their first team as well too. Quarterback Tate McNew, Mays South. Running backs Braxton Bigley, Senior, Mays South. Derek Hubbard, Senior, Derby. All right, quarterback was Tate McNew. Running backs, here we go. Braxton Bigley, Senior, Mays South. Derek Hubbard, Senior, Derby. Wide receivers, Sammy Dressey, Senior, Mays South. Bryson Hayes, Junior, Mays. Colton Rudy, Senior, Derby. Tight end, Deshaun Brain, Junior, Derby. Offensive lineman, Gabriel Henriquez, Senior, Derby. Camden Jensen, Senior, Hutchison. Landon Renberger, Senior, Derby. Nick Ruth, Senior, Newton. Daly Van Sickle, Senior, Hutchison. Defensive line, Miles Dillman, Senior, Hutchison. John Gadwood, Senior, Derby. Mason Hopper, Senior, Derby. Mason Jones, Senior, Hutchison. Linebackers, Aiden Flores, Senior, Mays. Carter Morgan, Junior, Hutchison. Britton Pascal, Senior, Derby. Brady Rapp, Senior, Mays South. Defensive backs, Demaria Baker, Senior, Derby. Jax Hinea, Senior, Hutchison. Terrell King, Junior, Hutchison. Christian McDonald, Junior, Mays South. Kicker, Sam Parks, Mays South. Punter, Terrell King, Junior, Hutchison. Returner, Terrell King, Junior, Hutchison. Offensive MVP, Sammy Dressey, Senior, Mays South. Defensive MVP, Mason Hopper, Senior, Derby. Coach of the Year, Brent Pfeiffer, Mays South. And now for the Arc Valley Chisholm Trail League Division II first team. Derek Morgan, Jr., Eisenhower. Running backs, Lucas Dickman, Senior, Eisenhower. Micah Johnson, Senior, Goddard. Wide receivers, Hunter Mowry, Senior, Salina Central. Carter Papps, Junior, Eisenhower. Brent Stupka, Junior, Andover Central. Tight ends, Jake Janoski, Senior, Goddard. Offensive line, Brock Boren, Senior, Goddard. Gage Gibson, Junior, Salina Central. Nate Helm, Senior, Eisenhower. Noah Packard, Senior, Eisenhower. Dawson Rod, Junior, Andover Central. Defensive line, Trey Heitzman, Senior, Valley Center. Hunter Hauser, Senior, Eisenhower. Kyle Newsom, Senior, Andover Central. Travis Nicholson, Junior, Eisenhower. Linebackers, Max Brown, Senior, Eisenhower. Lance Nelson, Senior, Goddard. Landon Preston, Junior, Andover Central. Walker Vander Weed, Junior, Valley Center. Ty Young, Junior, Salina Central. Defensive backs, Jace Adler, Junior, Andover Central. Dez Gibson, Senior, Salina Central. Mac McDonald, Senior, Eisenhower. Rock Showmaker, Senior, Valley Center. Ashton Sale, Senior, Goddard. Kicker, C.J. Gonzalez, Jr., Valley Center. Punter, Gatlin Tilson, sophomore, Andover. Returner, Micah Johnson, Sr., Goddard. Offensive MVP, Lucas Dickman, Sr., Eisenhower. Defensive MVP, Kyle Newsom, Sr., Andover Central. Coach of the Year, Darren Fisher, Eisenhower. So once again, let's give a round of applause to the Coach of the Year and these young men that played today. So right here, what I'm going to do, I am going to go ahead and take me another break and wet my whistle. When I come back, I'm going to give you the scores from the games, who hoisted up trophies, and we will give them their congratulations when we return for the next leg of this train ride on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Your host and conductor, Anthony Smith.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Your host, your conductor, Anthony Smith. And we are finally getting back to the scores. I mean, there's been so much information to give you along the way while making our way to the scores that I couldn't just leave some of that stuff out. I mean, I know you want to know who made what list as far as the all-area team, so I'm glad I could bring that to you. And like I say, this week I'm looking at getting some coaches lined up for interviews. I've reached out to Coach Shorts. I've also reached out to Coach Agpin over at Wichita East. I'll probably reach out to my good friend. Ain't no probably to it. I will reach out to my good friend out there in Oswego, Kansas, by the name of Matt Fowler, and hope to get some insights from a guy by the name of Charles Cheney, who is a beat writer up there at the Gazette Times in El Dorado, Butler County area. Very insightful. I've read some of his articles, and the man knows his stuff. That's all I can say. He knows what he's doing. I mean, when you read his articles, you feel like you're dab smack in the middle of whatever he's writing about. So, kudos to him, and I look forward to building a good, healthy sports relationship with him and get him on a few times. Since I believe he also covers Butler County Grizzly sports, be my insight man on what's going on in the Jayhawk Conference League during basketball season. Now we can really start focusing on basketball season. Now that we're looking at in college football, these conference championships starting to ramp up. Who's going to go where? Or who's going to be in the college football Final Four playoffs? I mean, that's such a head scratcher. I'm glad that I'm not on that committee. I am so glad. I'm glad that when I go to work, I get on a forklift and I move parts around. I have to figure out who's going to be in the college football Final Four. But anyway, this is the high school football blitz, and if it seems like I'm dragging this out, well, I am. Because I can't believe this is it. Thank God we have the full court press coming up. And before you know it, if I'm correct, I believe next week, high school basketball starts. So we're going from the football blitz to the full court press. Imagine that. Anyway, the scores from this past week's state championship games, and we will save our applause until the whole list is done and congratulate all teams. Gardner Edgerton down Derby by the score of 22-19 to hoist up the 6A trophy. Mill Valley, 62. Capon, 37. My good friend Western Sharks came up just a little bit short. And I just want to put a plug in. Western Sharks, to my knowledge, is the only person I know that have taken two schools to the state finals. He did a remarkable job. If you stop to think about it, and I'm going to put this out here for those to listen, because I know the man. And when I bring this up to him, he doesn't really shy away from it. And I can honestly say nobody has been able to step up to the plate since he's left. Not once, but twice. But he's the only person I know that took West High School to a state football championship game. The job he did at West High was reminiscent to what Bill Snyder did at Kansas State. The man deserves his props. The man definitely is a coach and is in the Coaches Hall of Fame or in the Kansas Hall of Fame. If he's not in there, he should be in there. That's just me talking from personal experience, from knowing the man personally and knowing the passion that he has for what he does as far as coaching these young men, not just on the football field, but beyond the football field. I mean, some of his former players made the journey to watch Capon play, to support their former coach. That's the impact that he has had on young men throughout his coaching career. So, applause to Western Sharks. In 4A, Aquinas knocks off Andover Central by the score 35-7. In case I didn't give you a score, Mill Valley 62, Capon 37. 3A, Cheney, undefeated season, capped off by knocking off Topeka Hayden by the score of 34-7. In 2A, Nemaha Central 28, Hoyston 14. Conway Springs 35, Jefferson County North 6. That was 1A. Division, 8-man Division 1. The winner, Linden, knocks off Wichita County by the score 34-6 to hoist up that trophy. In 8-man Division 2, Axtell 50, South Central 0. And in 6-man, Bird City Chalene knocks off Cunningham by the score of 57-8. And those are all your championships from 6-8 all the way down to 6-man. Let's applaud them right now. So that brings football season to an end. Hard to believe that the season is over already. But I tell you what I'm going to do right here. You know, this segment was so short, I kind of want to extend it. So I think what I want to do, I want to give you some highlights. I mean, it's well worth it. These highlights here are from, if I can pull it up, I probably can't.
Conway Springs.
Here we go.
In the state championship, chasing their 8th in program history, but their first since 2011. They've rode the back of one of the state's top ball carriers ever in Braden Coons this far, but can he keep doing it and finish the job against Jefferson North? Let's find out. Cardinals, get us rolling in a big way. There he is, Braden Coons, just bullying his way right through the D-line. Turn on the Jets, defender in pursuit, but not going to touch him. Kicking up snow on his way in for the first of many touchdowns on the day, Braden Coons. Chargers looking to answer. Grady Knoll going to get flushed out of the pocket here, looking to run finds Ethan Knoll on the pass, trying to find the corner, gets rocked by a Cardinals defender, but stays on his feet, picks up the long first down here. Big play for Jeffco North before getting tackled. Coons with it again. He's going to follow his blockers right up the gut. The Conway Springs way. Stiff arm a defender. Lane opens. Everyone's giving chase. No one's going to give tackle. He strolls in for another touchdown. Chargers down big. Need something here. Knowles looking for a number 7. But some miscommunication. Throws it to the wrong number 7. That's Isaac Winter down with an interception for the Cardinals. 35-6 winners in this one. Their first title since 2011. Austin Morton reports in Hayes.
Snow falling, snow problem for the Cardinals, who came in today hungry, looking for their 8th state title and first since 2011.
It may have been cold, but Conway brought the heat, and his name is Braden Coons. He lit up the stat sheet today, rushing for over 300 yards and setting a new single-season rushing record for the school. Those yards often turned to points as Coons frequented the end zone the whole game, ripping off chunk play after chunk play. When the Cardinals weren't on offense, their defense made sure to get them back out as quickly as possible, stuffing the run and making things uncomfortable for the Chargers anytime they went through the air.
I'm so proud of these boys. They have just not only played well in games, but they have practiced well. It's one of those you didn't want the season end because they just kept grinding every day. I just love the way that they're leaders. These upperclassmen have brought these younger guys along and told them how the whole thing was going to go, and you know, they didn't bat an eye.
They may be losing some key seniors this upcoming year, but head coach Matt Beer says tradition never graduates, and they'll be eyeing this spot again next season. In Hayes, Austin Morton, 12 News.
What a line.
Yes, so hats off to Conway Springs on their victory. That was 1A title game. Now let's take a listen in as to how other teams have done as well, too, as we now get ready to take a listen in to how things panned out for Cheney, because we find out that this is Cheney wins first ever football state championship over Topeka Hayden. So let's get these highlights.
Losses this season to the Cheney Cardinals. Walk-off winners in the regular season before mounting a huge comeback in sub-state to get here, making their first state appearance, meeting up with Topeka Hayden in a battle of perfect records. And as you could guess, it's snowing pretty hard there. Opening touchdown from Cheney. They're going to get the ball back, but Josh Burdick going to get his pass tipped and picked off there by Trayton Tuton. That's going to set up this pass from Connor Hanica to a wide-open Cade Mitchell. For the score, we're tied up at 7 apiece out in Hutch. But on the ensuing kickoff, Drew Toller is going to take it, see some green, or should I say some white, all the way in for the house call. Give the touchdown to the Cardinals. 13-7 lead at the break for Cheney. Then they come out hot in the second half. Burdick going to find a wide open Toller. He's going to walk in the end zone. Folks, they're slinging it in the snow. That's really impressive. Hayden going to try to make a comeback, but Hanica's pass here going to be intercepted by who? It's probably the one name you're waiting to hear. Jackson Voth going to make a big play in the state championship. Cheney going to capitalize on it. Burdick finding Coulter McDaniel as he reaches over the goal line. And Cheney tops Hayden for the first title in school history, 34-7. Here's Coach after the moment.
It's surreal. You know, who would have dialed up a snow game but for the championship? But it's awesome. Feel really happy, of course. Super proud of the support we get from the community. Super proud of the kids. And it just, I know that's going to be something the kids look back on for years to come. And we'll just embrace it for all it is right now.
What a storybook of a season for the Cardinals. Still ahead.
And indeed, it was a storybook season for the Cheney Cardinals. All they did was pretty much just end the streak that was Andale. I mean, they ended that 57-game win streak. Nobody saw that coming, but the thing that was impressive about Cheney was how physical they were, how dominant they were, and they pretty much just dominated their way to their first ever state championship game and title. Think about it. Let that marinate, because to do that, they had to beat Andale not once, but they had to do it twice. And you knew it was going to be a special season, because the second time they beat Andale, It was in come from behind fashion. So definitely hats off to. And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring you highlights from Derby Gardner-Edgerton. Probably be my last.
No stranger to the big game, going for a seventh state title since 2013. It's a pretty good clip. They've won 11 in a row and have won their last two games in walk-off fashion against the top two seeds in the West. Their opponent, Gardner-Edgerton, the defending runner-up in 6A, and look, every part of a contender. They haven't allowed more than 7 points in any round of the playoffs. Let's get to it. What a game we've got on hand. Emporia, the site of the title game. Snow coming down hard. Clark's looking to add to that Derby trophy case. First play of the game, Panthers make a statement. Running back Derek Hubbard finding a crease, takes it 52 yards, but they're going to turn it over on downs on the drive. After a Blazers fumble, they get it back. Braxton Clark with the trickery, flicks it to Deson Brain. He's going to rumble in for the touchdown. Derby strikes first, 7-0. Snow just hammering down on the field. It's very white. Derby with some success in the air, though. Clark to Brain again, and making it happen after the catch. Going to get down to the red zone. Folks, he's really good. Then handoff to Hubbard. He piles in. 13-0 in the second, but penalties start catching up to Derby's offense. The Blazers capitalize, fourth and goal. Braven Powell on the keeper in for the score right before the half. And we go to the third quarter, 13-7. Powell on third down gets the Panther defense to bite, hits him over the top. Colton Hawkinson walks the long touchdown in, and it's 14-13. Gardner, opening play of the fourth, QB run working well for the Trailblazers. Powell runs it in, 2-point try, also good. It's a 22-13 game, two scores. Derby sticking around. They score with about five to go. Hubbard second, 22-19, but they need a stop on third and seven. Powell on the keeper, stood up, and the line keeps battling. The measurement says that he got it, and that is going to be the ball game. 22-19, Gardner-Edgerton wins their first ever state championship over the Derby Panthers. Brandon Zenner with the Panthers in for you.
It was a dominating opening quarter and a half for the Derby Panthers, but in the end, Gardner-Edgerton showing why they were the top seed out of 6A East, and they take down Derby and take home a 6A championship, 22-19.
We had too many penalties. That's all we did. We were moving the ball, run the ball pretty well, and then just penalty after penalty after penalty after penalty. So when you do that against a good team, you know, you get stopped. You know, when it's first and 30, it's kind of hard to move the ball.
Yeah, we had a strong fight. We stayed confident, and we had hope that we can go in, but it just didn't work out. Had all confidence. I was very happy. I thought we was gonna come back.
This team always believes, so and they believed, and we had a shot. I was just gonna get that stop at the last, but you know, it was horrible weather conditions. I mean, if we could pass the ball a little bit, it'd be a different story, I think.
Just my guys. I've been playing with these guys for a long time. Remember my guys.
You know, we lost to a very good team, but you know, it's disappointing to walk off this field without a state title, and we're going to walk out this field a little sad. But looking back at this season, it's been a heck of a ride.
Derby season ends in disappointment, not the result that they wanted. 22-19 losers to Gardner-Edgerton. They end the season with just two losses, week one against defending champion Manhattan, and then, of course, in Saturday's 6A championship game to Gardner-Edgerton. In Emporia, Brandon Zenner, 12 News.
And those were highlights from the Derby Gardner-Edgerton. So I hope you are enjoying this train ride. As a matter of fact, I do have some more highlights, and I think this will probably be my last one. It will be the Cape and Mount Carmel Mill Valley highlights. And, of course, we know that game ended up being a high-scoring affair. So we're going to see how things transpired in this game, as my good friend, as I told you about him, Weston Shorts, the job he has done as a head coach, molding these football players into
our
model citizens.
Matchup, a new team from the West emerging this year in the Cape and Crusaders. Back to the title game for the first time since the 80s, but every time since 2019 that we've talked about the 5A title game on this show, you've seen that Jaguar logo. Mill Valley finding their way back into the big game yet again. Can Omari Elias and company bring the run to an end? 5 minutes out the gate. Daniel Blaine rears back, finds Davion Harris in the end zone for six. Mill Valley going to lead early. Then, just a couple minutes later, Jaden Scobie from 50 yards out going to go untouched all the way in for the Jaguars. Looking grim for Capen right out of the bat. 13-0 Mill Valley. But look quick, here he comes. Omari Elias flying down the sideline. Don't blink or you'll miss him. All of a sudden, Capen with some momentum on their side. Long third and goal. They find Henry Chrisman. He's going to dive in off the screenplay catch. Capen leading Mill Valley 15-13 in the first quarter. Then they get it back and do what works best. You give it to Omari Elias, and he's just going to bully his way through the defense, turn on the burners. That's a 58-yard run. Crusaders are up 10 points on the Mill Valley Jaguar. But Mill Valley throws blows to get back in it. Back to Scobie, get through the second level. You're not going to catch him after that. 23-20, Capen still leading. Look at this one. Hamilton running the option, pitches it at the last second to Omari Elias, flying past these defenders. They can't catch up. They're going to drag him down at like the 2 or 3 yard line there. They're going to convert. 30-27 Crusaders. Time winding down on the half. Mill Valley storming down. And what a ball, what a catch, what a stare down there. 34-30 at halftime. Mill Valley leading again. So many points already. Back and forth first half, but half two, Mill Valley just going to be too much. Daniel Blaine calls his own number there to make it 48-30 Jags. The Jaguars score 28 points in the second half. Capen can't keep up. 62-37, the Jaguars win their fifth straight. Mill Valley, tough task to take down, but Capen gave it a heck of a run.
Yeah, we have to play a very, very good game, and they'd have to make some mistakes. You know, they got numbers on us and size on us, but we got a lot of heart. You know, we were there fighting with them and going, you know, play for play, and, you know, I'm proud to be in that locker room.
And those were the words of Coach Weston Schartz, who, like I say, we will make things happen. We will definitely have him on the show this week. Look back at the season. We're going to look back at his coaching career. Look at some of the players that he's actually coached against. Very familiar names. And some who he has coached who have gone on to the next level and is getting ready to go to the next level. So, once again, congrats on a well-played season. I know you came up short, Coach Schartz, but overall, and the run you and Omari Elias has had, it's been a remarkable run. I don't know if you ever have another run like that with a particular player of his caliber, but that was a special match made in football heaven with Omari Elias and Coach Weston Schartz. And the fact that Coach got to be able to lay his hands on him and mold him into the young man that he is today. Well, that's going to do it for the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. I'm going to bring this train into the station. Hope you have enjoyed the ride as much as I've enjoyed being your conductor. I'll be back again this week, sometime this week, sooner rather than later. So keep your tickets. They are reusable. They are reusable, so, and they're free. So, until next time, take care of yourself and each other. It's the A-Train. Bring the train to the station. I'm out of here. Y'all have a good one. Mm-hmm.